Peter Snowden does join us on Racing HQ. Morning to you, Pete.
Morning, Andrew.
Pete, we've just had the final field. No surprises with the Blue Diamond field, but Catch Me's there with Dwayne Dunn. How's she come through that last run?
She's come through well. Had her blinkers to a gear. She's had a couple of bits of work with the blinkers on. And Dwayne rode her Thursday and again this morning. He's quite happy they're going to help her. And he's quite happy the way she worked this morning.
Was it a case maybe of just being cluttered up that she didn't like it the other day?
Yeah, she's a bit quirky. And both the wins before that have been back and wide around the field. And she looked super impressive. But back in an unfamiliar spot the other day, she just really... She panicked a bit, really, and just showed a lot of greenness. And hopefully that won't be the case with the blinkers on come Saturday.
Yeah, I guess the barrier draw is vital in any of these races, but it sounds like you'd just like to draw somewhere where Dwayne can settle, not up against the rail.
Yeah, it's probably the first time I've ever wanted to draw an outside case. Not normally the right thing to say, but it's, I think it's probably in her case it might work to her benefit. She can just sit back and have a nice run. She needs luck. We need luck in those sort of races. But I know she's got the ability to run very well in this race and turn her form around from her last start. If given one bad run, she's certainly right in the margin.
Well, she's proven there. That's why I was hesitating, Pete. I didn't want to say that you wanted to draw outside, but I'm glad you did.
Yeah, I just think it just might cut a few of the little risks out of that. But in saying that, I think with the blinkers on, they can certainly turn horse around. I think it'll give that confidence that she needs that it's not so bad. And she's really quite filly. It's just surprising she does all this sort of thing. But it's, and the only 2-year-olds are still learning. But there's no doubting her ability. And if everything falls right for her, she's certainly capable of running very well on Saturday.
Just before I turn to Sydney and talk about McLaren and a couple of others, Pete, Land of Plenty's just entered the stable. It's down to run on the weekend. You've only had him for a couple of days, I guess.
Yeah, I've only 5 minutes, Andrew, but he's come to be in really good order. He looks amazing, the horse. He's the first time I had a really close look at him. He's a really nice horse. He's got a good attitude to his work. Did a bit of work this morning. He's not a great track worker, but more reports he worked as good as he could normally does. But he looks fantastic, the horse. So, look, I've had him 5 minutes, so I've done nothing more than just tick him over, and hopefully things work out right for us on Saturday.
Well, you know, one thing, he's coming off a real good run. So that is the good sign that at least we've seen him come back.
Correct, yeah. That's always a good positive, yep.
The Silver Slipper, we've been talking about these expensive yearlings. You've got McLaren entered off that win at Rose Hill. How's he done since then, Pete?
Really good, really well. Look, he won well. I would have thought he would have won a little bit better. But saying that, you don't know what you're meeting this early part of the season. Like you say, you won't be length and a half and be disappointed. Well, the horse in 1 second could be a really good horse. So they're all the things you take into consideration. But just on the day, I think I was disappointed in is the way he sort of was in the mountain yard. He was very revvy and went the gate sweaty. And we've worked on that the last 3 weeks. He's been going to the races and spending the day there. And he was really good at Ramek last Saturday. He was perfect. And hopefully that little bit of extra education he's been getting the last couple of weeks is going to help him on race day. He worked really well this morning. Kieran rode him and he's riding him Saturday. He feels terrific. So it's always good to hear. And the horse does look particularly well.
That's the main thing. I guess sometimes we sort of forget that you can do all the work, but it's when they go to the races for the first time, it can be nervy, I guess.
Yeah, and all the good work can be undone in the mountain yard, Andrew. They can run the race before they get there. They don't settle. It's only going to get more and more. If he gets further up the ladder, it only gets more and more hype. So he's just got to learn just to relax. And hopefully with a bit extra work, as I said, he's been going to the races. Warwick Farm last Saturday week and Ramek last Saturday, and he spent the 4 hours there walking around all the enclosures, and he was very, very good at Ramek the other day. He's perfect, so if he takes that to Rose Hill next Saturday, it's going to give him a better chance of running well.
Yeah, that's good. That's McLaren. Just on your two-year-olds, we saw Strasbourg trial yesterday. Looks to be just in the zone for you going forward.
Yeah, he's a really nice horse. He's an exciting horse. He's got an electric turn of foot. Probably, to be fair, he might just be better when he gets to 7. But he'll have his first start back in the Todman. So we've got a couple of weeks to get there. He may have another trial or he may just use some track work. But he's a very talented horse. I'm sure we'll hear more of him throughout the autumn.
Did he have a little hiccup, Pete, or not?
No, he just went out for a freshen up.
He just had a little break.
He's had no problems at all. No, he's touch wood, he's sound, and I've had no issues with him at all.
No, I think there's a few of us sort of waiting to see him again, and he had that trial, and we just wondered what was the go. Pete, you mentioned, or we mentioned, the trial of Heartbreaker 8 days ago, and there was immediate reaction after its trial. Can you tell our listeners what Heartbreaker's up to?
Look, you'll probably trial again more than likely at Canterbury next Monday, the 25th.
Yep.
Yeah, there's a lot of hype about Alan because of the horse that beat him. But, yeah, look, I don't think he's any superstar. He's just a nice horse going through his motions, and like, he's taken off face value, whatever people want to take. But it's, I certainly don't think he's a champion horse. But he's certainly done everything I've asked him to do. He's still a lot to learn. He's still very green and very raw, but he has got some talent.
Okay. All right. We'll wait for that. Just before I let you go, Timmy Bailey, the weatherman, keeps texting me, make sure you get me on this week. The Mossy's back, Moss Trip.
Yeah, no, she worked very well this morning. She's back on Saturday. Good to have her back. She's had a few little issues while she was out spelling, but open all now, and work's been really good. Off a really good trial last week, and worked very good this morning. So she's on track to run well Saturday.
We look forward to it. Good on you, Peter. Thank you for sparing us a few minutes this morning where I reckon Duff will get you back later in the week, maybe about Bondi and the like, but good luck with the week ahead.
Appreciate it, mate.